The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 34. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on October 23rd, 2013, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Tadvidhi pranipatena, pariprashnena sevaya, upadekshanti te jnanam, jnanena tatvadarshinaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. So, here you are in the human form of life.
Taigi mes dabar turime žmogaus gyvybės formą.
Do you know how many births has taken you to get here?
Ar žinot, kiek mums reikia gyvenimo, kad gautume tokį...
Many births it has taken you to get this human form.
Tam prireikia labai daug gyvenimo.
There are 8,400,000 different types of species.
Yra iš viso 8,400,000 skirtingų gyvybės rūšių.
Aquatics.
Yra, vandens gyvi,
plants,
augalai,
insects,
vabzdžiai,
reptiles,
reptilias,
birds,
paukšiai,
and beasts, four-legged.
Ir keturkojai žvėris.
And now the other human body.
Ir dabar galų gale žmogaus kūnas.
What do you think is the purpose of this human body?
Kaip jums atrodo, koks yra tikslas?
To enjoy pleasures like the animals?
Koks yra žmogaus gyvenimo tikslas? Mėgautis taip pat kaip gyvūnai?
Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
Mėgauti, daugintis, valgyti ir gintis.
Don't think like that.
Negalvokite, kad žmogaus gyvenimas tik tam.
You're not meant simply for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
Jūs nesate skirti tik tai tam.
Even people who have full facility for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, they're not happy.
Netgi žmonės, turėdami visas sąlygas valgymui, mėgojimui, dauginimui ir gynybai, netranda laimės.
We are meant to realize who we actually are. That's our purpose of existence.
Nes mūsų egzistencijos tikslas yra suvokti, kas mes esame.
We are meant to realize where have I come from.
Mes esam skirti suprasti, kur mes atėjom.
Where am I going?
Suprasti, kur mes einam.
And how can I get there?
Ir kaip ten patekti?
See, there's two kinds of lives you can live.
Yra du gyvenimai, kuriuos galite gyventi.
You can regulate your senses and guide yourself to where the ultimate destination of human life is.
Galite kontroliuoti savo jusles ir vesti save link galutinio gyvenimo tikslo.
In other words, you can be a master of your senses.
Kitais žodžiais tariant, galite būti savo juslių šeimininkas.
Engaging your senses in the way that you choose to engage them.
Savo jusles naudoti taip, kaip jūs to norite.
Or the other option is you can be godas.
Arba galite būti godas.
You can allow your senses to engage you.
Galite leisti jūs kontroliuoti jūsų juslėm.
To pull you this way and that way.
Tampyti jūs iš vienos pusės į kitą.
Animal life means a life of serving your senses.
Gyvūno gyvenimas tai reiškiasi tarnauti savo juslėm.
Because that's all the animals know how to do.
Nes gyvūnai tikrai tą ir sugeba.
They only know how to serve their senses and nothing else.
Jie tik tai tą ir temoka.
So human life, when you do nothing but serve your senses, that is animal life.
Taigi, jeigu žmogus gyvena nieko kito neveikdamas, kaip vergaudamas savo juslėm, tai jis gyvena gyvūno gyvenimą.
Human life means you control your senses, that is human life.
Žmogaus gyvenimas reiškia, kad jūs kontroliuojate savo juslės, o ne jos jūs.
That you understand what is the ultimate goal?
Tai reiškia, kad jūs suvokiat, koks yra tikslas.
To get out of the cycle of birth and death.
Kad ištrūkti iš gimimų ir mirčių rato.
And then you engage yourself accordingly in order to achieve that goal.
Ir jūs gyvenate atitinkamai, kad pasiekti šitą tikslą.
So, what is the actual method then of getting out of the cycle of birth and death?
Klausimas yra, koks tas metodas ištrūkti iš gimimų ir mirties rato.
We are originally situated as servants of God or Krishna in the spiritual world.
Tikroji mūsų padėtis yra gyventi dvasiniam pasaulyje ir tarnauti aukščiausiam Dievo asmeniui.
But due to envy of him,
bet dėl pavydo,
we fell into this material existence.
Mes atkeliavom į šitą materialią egzistenciją.
This is confirmed in the Prema Vivarta by Jagarananda.
Ir tai patvirtina šventasis Prema Vivarta.
The original Jagannanda, not this
Jagannanda.
You're named after him. He is an incarnation of Satyabhama, one of the wives of Krishna. And he has written how the living entity, when he turns his way from Krishna, then Maya slaps him and grabs him.
Yra užvaldoma Majos iliuzinės energijos.
So we've been captivated, we've been captured by Maya.
Taigi, mus kontroliuoja Maya.
By illusion.
Iliuzinė energija.
And now we're caught up here trying to enjoy in an artificial position.
Ir mes esam čia įkalinti ir mėginame džiaugtis būdami dirbtinį padėtį.
The good news is this.
Bet gera naujiena yra ta.
Krishna loves us.
Kad Krishna mus myli.
Krishna wants to get us back.
Krishna nori, kad mes grįžtume atgal.
So he's given this Bhagavad Gita, which is a guidebook how to get back to our original situation in the spiritual world.
Taigi, jis duoda tokius šventrašius kaip Bhagavad Gita, kur yra kaip vadovėlis pasakojantis, kaip grįžti atgal dvasinį pasaulį.
It's like being lost in the wilderness and somebody hands you a map.
Tai kažkas panašaus, kaip būt pasiklydus ir gauti žemėlapį.
How to get out of the wilderness?
Kaip sugrįžti namo?
So only a fool would say, I'm just going to keep wandering in the wilderness. I don't care for this map. Only a fool would reject the map.
Taigi tik kvailas žmogus, kuris yra pasiklydęs, nebrims to žemėlapį.
So only a fool would reject Bhagavad Gita.
Taigi tik kvailas žmogus gali atmesti Bhagavad Gita.
It is the map given by Krishna, our God, how to get back to our original situation in the spiritual world.
Nes Krishna, arba kitaip tariant, Dievas, duoda tokį žemėlapį, dėka mes galime grįžti į dvasinį pasaulį.
Now a skeptic may argue, well, how do I really know that's true?
Ir žmogus, kuris yra skeptiškas, gali paklausti, aš kur man žinot, kad tai tiesa?
Well, if you're lost in the forest and somebody hands you a map, how do you know it's a bona fide map?
Na, jeigu jūs pasiklydęs miške ir kas nors jums duoda žemėlapį, iš kur žinot, kad tas žemėlapis teisingas?
You're wandering aimlessly, so why not follow the map and see what happens?
Kadangi taip ar taip mes klajojam, nesuprasdami tikslą, kodėl nepabandyti sekti to žemėlapį.
And then when that map takes you back to the civilization, you know it's a bona fide map.
Ir tada, kai ta žemėlapis jums padės grįžti atgal į civilizaciją, jūs suvoksite, kad šita žemėlapis
so, by following Bhagavad Gita, you will find yourself arriving back in the kingdom of God in your original spiritual form.
Jūs pamatysite, kaip pabunda jūsų pirminė dvasinė forma.
And then you will know, yes, this is Manavan.
Ir suprasite, kad tai tikrai veikia.
So, just like in the forest, you may find a guide, someone who's in the forest who can guide you out of the forest.
Taigi, galima kartais miške sutikti kokį nors žmogų, kuris padės jums pasiklydus rasti kelią.
That is the spiritual master described in this verse.
Ir tai yra dvasinis mokytojas, kuris apibūdintas šitame posme.
The spiritual master knows the map.
Dvasinis mokytojas gerai išmano žemėlapį.
He knows the trail.
Jisai žino kelią.
He knows the way out of this material existence.
Ir žino, kaip jo eiti.
So if you follow a bona fide spiritual master,
taigi, jeigu jūs pasitikėsit bona fide dvasinį mokytoją,
your deliverance from this material existence is guaranteed.
Jums bus garantuotas išsivadavimas iš šitos materialios egzistencijos.
Therefore, Krishna says you should follow a bona fide spiritual master.
Todėl čia Bhagavad Gita Krishna ir patarė, kad reikia sekti
You should inquire from him.
Reikia klausti jo.
You should serve him also.
Reikia pasitarnauti.
Why serve him?
Kam reikia pasitarnauti?
Because that's how the knowledge is realized.
Nes būtent tokiu būdu žinios yra atskleidžiamos.
The knowledge is realized to the proportion in proportion to how much one awakens love for God within one's heart.
Žinios mums atsiskleidžia tiek, kiek mūsų širdyje pabunda meilės Dievui.
So God is very far away.
Taigi Dievas yra toli.
We cannot see God at the present moment.
Dabartiniu momentu mes jo negalime matyti.
But we can see the spiritual master.
Bet dvasinį mokytoją matyti galime.
So by developing love for the spiritual master,
taigi išsiugdydami meilės santykius su dvasiniu mokytoju,
who is the representative of Krishna,
kuris atstovauja Dievą,
that love is automatically transferred to Krishna and accepted by Krishna.
Ta meilė automatiškai perduodama Krishnai ir priimama jo.
So we inquire from the spiritual master, we serve him with love, and this way we realize, even while we're here in this material existence, we realize our spiritual identities.
Taigi mes turime klausinėti dvasinį mokytoją ir pasitarnauti jam su meilė, ir tokiu būdu, net būdami šitame materialiame pasaulyje, mes pradėsim
that I am not this body.
Mes pajusime, kad nesame šitas kūnas.
I'm the eternal servant of Krishna.
Mes suprasime, kad esame amžini Krishna.
I'm a spiritual being.
Esame dvasinė gyva būtybė.
So when one has the opportunity to inquire from a bona fide spiritual master,
taigi, jeigu yra galimybė klausinėti dvasinio mokytojo,
one has the opportunity to serve the bona fide spiritual master,
jeigu yra galimybė tarnauti bona fide dvasinio mokytojo,
when one has the opportunity to surrender to the bona fide spiritual master and become his disciple,
jeigu yra galimybė tapti dvasinio mokytojo mokiniu,
one should take advantage of that.
Reikia to pasinaudoti.
We may think, well, it's a very nice idea, but I'll do that in the future.
Mes galim pagalvot, gal ir gerai mintis, bet kitą kartą.
But how do you know you'll live that much longer?
Bet iš kažkur jums žinoti, kad jūs gyvensite iki kito karto.
You see, we can die at any time. So therefore, as soon as possible, we should surrender to the Manifest Spiritual Master. To become solidly situated on the pathway back to the spiritual existence. If something is auspicious, you should do it immediately. If something is not very auspicious, you should postpone it.
O jeigu kažkas nepalanku, tai galima atidėti.
So there's nothing more auspicious than taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Taigi nieko nėra palankiau, kaip priimti bona fide dvasinį mokytoją.
Therefore, one should do it immediately.
Todėl žmogus tai turėtų daryti tuoj pat.
But first you have to make sure he's bona fide.
Visų pirma, reikia įsitikinti, ar tas mokytas tikras.
Because there's many charlatan gurus floating around the world nowadays.
Nes pasaulyje yra krūva šarlatanų.
Self-made gurus.
Guru, kurie patys
yra self-appointed, yes, I am a guru.
Štai aš esu guru.
One cannot appoint oneself to be a spiritual master.
Žmogus pats savarankiškai negali tapti dvasiniu mokytoju.
As described in this verse by Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master must come in disciplic succession.
Čia yra komentarė paaiškinta, dvasinis mokytas turi priklausyti autentiškai mokytojų mokinių sekai.
In other words, one becomes a spiritual master only by becoming a completely surrendered disciple of a bona fide spiritual master.
Kitais žodžiais tariant, dvasinis mokytojas tampa man tik tai tapus tikrų mokinių ir atsidavus savo dvasinių mokytojų.
You can't just do it on your own.
Pats savarankiškai negali tapti dvasinių mokytojų.
You have to fully surrender yourself to a bona fide spiritual master.
Turi pats pilnai atsiduoti savo dvasinių mokytojų.
And then on his order,
gavęs jo nurodymą,
one can act as a spiritual master.
Gali veikti kaip dvasinis mokytojas.
One cannot concoct one's own teachings and be a spiritual master.
Negali pats išsigalvoti dvasinių mokymų.
One simply has to repeat what he has heard from his spiritual master.
Jisai tik turi perduoti tai, ką išgirdo iš savo dvasinio mokytojo.
And this message is coming from Krishna.
Ir šita žinutė, jinai ateina iš Krishnas.
It cannot be added to or subtracted from. It has to be presented as it is.
Negali prie jos nieko nei pridėti, nei atimti.
So the bona fide spiritual master, he does not present his own teachings.
Taigi, tikras dvasinis mokytas niekada nemokins savo pačio mokymo.
He simply repeats whatever is there in the Bhagavad Gita.
Paprasčiausiai, mokys tai, kas yra parašyta Bhagavad Gitoje.
This is how you can easily tell the difference between a bona fide spiritual master and a charlatan.
Tokiu būdu jis labai paprastai galite matyti skirtumą tarp tikro dvasinio mokytojo ir tikro šarlatano.
Is he speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Žiūrėdami, ar tas mokytojas kalba tai, kas parašyta Bhagavad Gitoje.
Does he say that we are the servants of God?
Ar jisai sako, kad mes esam Dievo tarnai?
And that we have to surrender to God?
Ar jisai sako, kad mes turime atsiduoti Dievui?
Which is the actual teaching of the Bhagavad Gita.
Kas ir yra tikrasis Bhagavad Gitas mokymas?
Or does he say, you're all God?
O gal šitas mokytojas sako, kad jūs patys esate dievai.
The bogus guru says, I'm God, netikri, you're God, we're all God.
Netikri dvasiniai mokytojai sako, aš esu dievas, jūs esate dievas ir mes visi esame dievas.
He may have a nice long beard and he may be twirl a lotus flower in his hands, you know.
Toks mokytojas netgi gali turėti gražią ilgą barzdą ir gėlę rankoje.
But if he teaches that you're God, or you can become and get out of there as fast as you can.
Bet nepaisant to, jeigu jisai moko jūs, kad jūs esate dievas arba jo gali tapti, reikia bėgti iš ten kiek įmanoma greičiau.
Such a guru is bogus, completely bogus.
Toks gurus yra netikras guru.
You must take shelter of a spiritual master who teaches you that you're the eternal servant of Krishna.
Reikia ieškoti tokio dvasinio mokytojo, kuris moko, kad jūs esate dievo tarnas.
Because that is the reality.
Nes tokia yra realybė.
If you have a guru who teaches you something that's false, what's the value of such a guru? He's simply making you more ignorant.
Kokia nauda iš tokio mokytojo, kuris moko jūs kažkokių kvailysčių, jis tik dar tampate kvailesnis.
Therefore, you require a guru who speaks what is absolutely true.
Todėl, guru turi būti tas, kuris kalba absoliučią tiesą.
I went through many charlatans when I was looking for a bona fide spiritual master.
Aš ieškodamas dvasinio mokytojo sutikau begalę šarlatanų.
They said, I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
Ir jie visi sakė, aš Dievas, tu Dievas, visi mes Dievas.
They said, We're all avatars.
Yes, mes visi esam Dievo avatarai.
Avatar means an incarnation of God, not what they had in the movie. That's the real meaning of avatar. Avatar means one who descends from the spiritual world. Not who has some blue skin, is from some place in outer space. So in this way you have to find out a bona fide spiritual master. He will engage you in chanting the holy names of God. Because that is the Yuga Dharma, the prescribed system for this age. Haranama, Haranama, Haranama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva 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 gatiranam yata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative for God realization in this age of Kali.
Kartoti Dievo vardus. Nėra kitos alternatyvos šitame amžiuje.
So what name will we chant?
Ir kokios tos vardus?
That is stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad.
Kali Santarana Upanishad, senovinis šventraštis.
But you will not find any names more powerful for bringing one to the platform of self-realization in this age then Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore we chant Hare Krishna.
Kalisatra Panishadai rekomenduoja, kad Hare Krishna mantra šiame amžiuje yra pati galingiausia mantra padedinti.
The spiritual master teaches you how to chant Hare Krishna purely without any offense. Because simply by purely chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, you become fully awakened. You become a liberated soul, Jivan Mukta. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Yeah. Mano klausimas yra, mokytojas padainavęs, sakė kažkokias maldas ir mes visi nusilenkėm, kokia to yra reikšmė ir prasmė.
After you chanted Hare Krishna mantra, you said some prayers and everyone bowed down. I want to ask, what is the meaning of that?
Yes. This Hare Krishna mantra has come to us from very great personalities.
Šita Hare Krishna mantra mus pasiekia iš labai didžių asmenybių.
This process of devotion to Krishna is being handed down to many, many great personalities.
Šitas atsidavimo mokslas yra perduotas iš kartos į kartą išminčiam.
So, we offer our respects to those personalities.
Taigi, šitomis maldomis mes išreiškime pagarbą šitom asmenybėm.
To show our gratitude for what they have given us.
Parodydami savo dėkingumą už tai, ką jie mums davė.
So by this offering of respect to the previous teachers or acharyas,
taigi, išreikšdami pagarbą praeities mokytojams,
we become blessed in our chanting of Hare Krishna.
Mes gauname palaiminimus ir galime geriau kartoti Hare Krishna.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas. Angliškai?
It is said that all gurus are the same. I like one because of like one, or I like one because of parampara starting with Krishna. Why then there are so many of them? Because of our different moods of devotion? Let's see. Like one because of parampara starting with Krishna. Actually, we require many gurus.
I have to translate the question.
Yeah.
Yra sakoma, kad visi bona fide dvasiniai mokytojai yra tokie pat. Aš mėgstu.
Tas dešą.
Brūkšnelis ten ne aš.
Aš gal galite išsiversti klausimą lietuviškai.
Tai nu, ten sakoma, kad žodžiu visi mokytai yra kaip vienas arba nu, vienuoti, nes prasideda parampara nuo Krišnos, nu, mūsų klasės mokytojas yra Krišna. Tai tada klausimas, kodėl yra daug mokytojų ir ar čia nu, dėl to, kad tarkim, skirtingų atsidavusių skirtinga atsidavimo nuotaika.
So what's the question?
It is said that all bona fide gurus, there is no different which you take. But why there is so many? Because maybe because
there are so many disciples. We need many gurus to take care of the many, many disciples.
This
is like why so many people pull the rope on the Ratha Yatra curve? Why not just one devotee pulling the rope on the Ratha Yatra curve?
Yra užvirvės tempiamas vežimas ir daug žmonių tempia tą vežimą. Taking ne vienas, o daug.
It's a big burden to pull a Ratha Yatra car, very heavy burden.
Nes vežimas yra labai didelis ir todėl so, reikia daug žmonių, kad jį patraukti.
Every disciple is a burden.
Taigi, kiekvienas mokinys yra didelė našta.
Spiritual master has to, he has to absorb the karma of every disciple.
Dvasinis mokytas turi priimti kiekvieno mokinio karmą.
It's not easy being a spiritual master.
Būti dvasiniu mokytoju nėra lengva.
Since so many people are joining our movement, we need many, many gurus all over the world to take care of all these disciples.
Mūsų judėjime yra daug gurų, nes čia yra daug mokinių, kuriais reikia pasirūpinti.
And how many ISKCON centers are there? 300, 500, something like that? If there was only one guru in ISKCON, how could he even go to all the centers? So it's a practical thing. There should, many gurus is very good. Prabhupada told all of his disciples they should become gurus. By strictly following his orders. So now maybe we have 80 or 90 or 100 gurus in ISKCON, something like that. But what is the world population? 7 billion. 100 gurus is not enough for 7 billion people. Actually, Prabhupada told us in Mayapur. He said, now we are 10,000. And then we will grow to 100,000. And then we will grow to 1 million. And then we will grow to 10 million. He said there will be no scarcity of acharyas. So, Prabhupada's vision of ISKCON was 10 million gurus. So this 100 is nothing. Someday ISKCON will have 10 million gurus. Every village will have, there'll be a guru in every village. When our movement becomes a world religion, you see, we'll have millions of gurus. But there is only one guru actually, and that's Krishna. Whoever purely presents the teachings of Krishna, he is guru. In our ISKCON we have one authority only, and that is Prabhupada. You see. So the only bona fide gurus in our movement are those who purely preach what Prabhupada has taught.
Taigi mes stengiamės tyrai mokyti tai, ką mūsų išmokė mūsų dvasinis mokytojas.
Someone teaches something differently, the GBC says you are now suspended, get out. You're no longer guru in our movement.
Jeigu mokytojas pradeda mokinti kažko kito, jam neleidžiama būti mokytoju.
So there's only one guru, and that's Prabhupada, and those who purely present what Prabhupada has taught, they are guru. Now let's see the second question. If all gurus are one, why? What to do if they have slightly different view of something? Because we have to act accordingly to some opinion. You understand the question? Yeah. If all the gurus are one, but they have different opinions about different things. You see.
skirtingi mokti, kai kuris klausimas turi skirtingas nuomonės.
I understand the question. All the gurus are one, but sometimes one guru says this is more important, another one says this is more important.
Vienas kartais guru sako, tai yra labai svarbu, o kitas sako, ne, tai yra labai svarbu.
So what to do, who to follow?
Taigi, kaip žinoti, ką daryti?
And one guru emphasizes this, another emphasizes that. Yes. Actually, the principle of this is described by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar Devotion.
Rupa Goswami.
The principle is to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master.
Rupa Goswami rašo.
One guru may instruct in this way, another may instruct in that way. Rupa Goswami says that is called detailed information.
Pagrindinis principas yra priimti dvasinį
mokymą. He doesn't get in. He says, we are not discussing detailed information. We are talking basic principles. So then you may be wondering, well, which guru should I follow? This one emphasizes deity worship. This one emphasizes book distribution. This one emphasizes kirtan. This one emphasizes this. Which one should I go with? One may wonder, you see.
Ir jums gali kilti klausimas, tai kurį guru man priimti? Vienas mokytojas pabrėžė, viena, kitas, kurį man priimti?
The real thing is this.
Tikras dalykas svarbiausia.
You have to carefully study Prabhupada's books.
Reikia labai dėmesingai studijuoti Prabhupada's knygas.
And see which spiritual master presents in the best possible way the proper balance between everything.
Ir stebėti, kuris dvasinis mokytis geriausiai atstovauja tinkamą balansą.
That's what you should see.
Tą reikia matyti.
Because everything's important.
Nes viskas yra svarbu.
So which guru presents in the most balanced way in all the aspects given by Srila Prabhupada? That's the guru you should take shelter in.
Taigi reikia priimti tą dvasinį mokytį, kuris moko tinkamą balansą.
The next question.
Tas klausimas?
Yeah.
Aš norėjau paklausti apie abejonę savo užvaikytą. Aš ten nesigilinu per daug kitą klausimą nieką. Nesigilinu, bet pastoviai susiduriu. Su Narayana Maharadžu, Prabhupados dievo broliu buvusiu, va, kur dabar yra ten kaip ten, kitas antradajas skaitos, bet kaip ir. Kodėl ten visi taip, kas atsitraukia iš Krišnos sąmonės, pereina, tai pradeda, oi, kaip ten gerai, čia mes visi tokie visi blogi, čia kažkas netovo, ten kažkas gero. Kas ten gero? Galvokit, tas paškis, aš nekaip nesuvokiu. Aš ten nenoriu lysti, žiūrėti, kas ten gero, kas ten blogo, man čia gerai, bet galvokit, aš žino labiau, aš nesuprantu. Kaip ir toks klausimas.
I want to ask about Narayana Maharaj. Many followers of Narayana Maharaj are saying that oh, this practice is much better than ISKCON practice. I want to ask, what is better in they have?
Well, we just follow Prabhupada, that's all. We do what Prabhupada tells us to do. It's a very simple thing. Prabhupada told us not to go outside of ISKCON. He told us to stick within our society. So we do that, that's all. We're just followers of Prabhupada, that's all. He told us not to go outside for instruction and training, but to take our training within ISKCON. So we, for other Vaishnavas, we have all respect. We love them, they're wonderful. We see that all Vaishnavas are wonderful. But our Srila Prabhupada told us to stay in ISKCON and not go outside for any association and training. Yeah. Okay.
Klausimas, kokia turi būti mokinio kvalifikacija, kad jis sugebėtų sėkmingai įsisavinti žinias.
I want to ask, what is the qualification of a disciple that he could properly learn the science?
Yes. What do you have to do to be a proper disciple? Well, you have to chant 16 rounds, at least 16 rounds every day without fail.
Taigi, mokinys turėtų kiekvieną dieną kartuoti 16 ratų džabas.
And you have to strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling.
Neleistinų lytinių santykių, mėsos valgymo azartinių žaidimų ir intoksikacijų.
These are the initiation vows that one takes to gives to him. He takes initiation.
Mokinys, priimdamas iniciaciją, pasižada tokių dalykų.
If one will strictly follow those vows throughout the whole life, they are very qualified disciple of the spiritual master.
Griežtai visą gyvenimą seka šitais pažadais, jie yra kvalifikuoti būti mokiniais.
And his mercy will shower upon that disciple like anything.
Ir jis gauna dvasinį mokytojo malonę.
Whatever service they can do for the spiritual master, that's even better.
Ir kokią tarnystę jie gali atlikti mokytojui, tai yra labai gerai.
Whatever other instructions he has given them, if they can carry those out, that makes it even better.
Kokios nurodymus mokytojas mokiniui duotų, jeigu mokinys jie seka, tai yra labai gerai.
But the basic thing is the initiation vows have to be followed throughout the whole life. That's the basic thing.
Bet pats svarbiausias dalykas, iniciacijos metu duodami įžadai turi būti laikomasi visą gyvenimą.
Next question. Yes.
Ar galima pasirinkti mokytą, jei tu jo nemyli?
Can someone choose spiritual master if he does not feel any love for him?
Yeah.
Taip.
Why not?
Kodėlgi ne?
Love will develop.
Meilė palaipsniui.
In the beginning there may not be any love, but love will develop.
Meilė yra palaipsniui pažadinama, pradžios gali nebūti.
One may analyze, just intellectually analyze, which guru is the best one for my spiritual advancement.
Žmogus gali tiesiog intelektualiai pasižiūrėti, kuris dvasinis mokytojas yra geriausias mano dvasinis.
Take initiation. And then by serving the spiritual master, following his instructions, the love will come. Next question.
Ar Acharya gali iškreipti Bhagavad Gita, jeigu jam atrodo, kad aplinkybės to reikalauja?
Ar dvasinis mokytojas gali iškreipti Bhagavad Gita's mokymą, jeigu jam taip atrodo, kad to reikalauja aplinkybės?
Can Acharya change the teachings of Bhagavad Gita if he feels that the circumstances is needed for that?
No, the Acharya cannot change the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita under any circumstance.
Ne, bet tokiomis aplinkybėmis Acharya negali pakeisti Bhagavad Gita's mokymą.
He's not an Acharya if he does that. He's a rascal.
Nes tada jis yra ne Acharya, bet niekšiukas.
His teachings cannot be, you can't change the teachings of Krishna.
Negalima pakeisti Krishna's mokymą.
Now how they can be applied, that can be adjusted according to time, place and circumstance.
Bet kaip tuos mokymus pritaikyti, galima pagal laiką vietą aplinkybės.
But the basic principle cannot be changed.
Bet esminiai principai negali būti keičiami.
Konkrečiai ne dėl principų, bet konkrečios, tarkim, šlovos vertimo. Ar galima?
For example, can Acharya change some translation of shloka?
Actually, the translation can, you see how Prabhupada translates verses. Translation can be given, there's different ways you can translate the same verse and still have the same meaning.
Pavyzdžiui, galite matyti, kaip šitą Prabhupada duoda vertimus. Ta pačio posmo galima įversti skirtingais būdais.
You can take a particular verse from the Bhagavad Gita and you can see how it's translated in Prabhupada's edition of the Gita. You can hear how Prabhupada also, just like, for example, in that book, Easy Journey to Other Planets.
Pavyzdžiui, ta knyga, Lengva kelionė į kitas planetas.
Prabhupada presents the verses in a different way, but it's the same meaning, but in a different way of presenting, but it has the same meaning.
Šila Prabhupada pateikė kitus vertimus, bet jie turi tą pačią prasmę.
So you can, as long as the meaning remains the same, the way of expressing the meaning can be different.
Taigi, kol prasmė nekeičiama, tai kaip jūs ją išreiškite, gali keistis.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati translates the Brahma Samhita prayers in a certain way.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada's mokyas tam tikru būdu verčia Brahma Samhita.
With very, very erudite English.
Su labai, labai sudėtinga anglų kalba.
For example,
pavyzdžiui,
he is an undivided, and this is verse number, let's see, verse number 30, what is it? 30, verse number 35, chapter 5, text 35 of the Brahma Samhita. He is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. It's very hard to follow, even for an English-speaking person. So Prabhupada translates the same verse in a simpler way, but it's the same meaning. So the Sanskrit verses can be presented in a different way with the same meaning. That's the point. In Prabhupada's lectures, he will translate sometimes in a different way than in his own books. But the meaning is the same. Next question.
Tas klausimas.
Mes kalbam apie dvasinį moktą dažniausiai, kai jau inicijuotas yra mokinys, bet prieš iniciaciją, kaip mokinys turėtų elgtis dažniausiai, kaip jam pasitarnauti, dažniausiai mes būnam pasimetę ir nebežinom, kaip pasitarnauti dvasinį moktą. Kaip galima būtų tą išaiškinti, aiškiau, kad būtų pradedančiajam bakui.
Kokios yra pareigos pradedančio atsidavusio, kuris neturi iniciacijos, kaip jisai turi tinkamai elgtis su dvasiniu moktoju?
Kokia tarnyba jam?
What is the duties of disciple while he has no initiation? What service he can do for his spiritual master and what is the duties for him?
If he once he's initiated or before?
Before.
Get ready for initiation. That's the most important thing.
Taigi, pati svarbiausia mokinio pareiga yra pasiruošti iniciacijai.
Qualify yourself by chanting at least 16 rounds every day and strictly following the regular principle.
Pasiekti tam tikrą kvalifikaciją reguliariai kartuojant šventus vardus ir sekant.
And then take whatever and then work with your local ISKCON authority, in this case Sankirtan Prabhu, and serve nicely here to the best of your ability.
Bendradarbiauti su vietiniais autoritetais ir su jais suderinti savo tarnystę.
Next question.
Jeigu impersonalistas prieš mirtį iš viso širdies prašytų Dievę paimt mane pas save ar paimt ar
ne? Jeigu impersonalistas mirties akimirką paprašytų Dievę priimt mane iš viso širdies, priimt mane į savo buveinę, ar Dievas jį priimtų?
If someone who is completely impersonalist in the end of
if
his
someone
life,
is
impersonalist
impersonal
in the end of his life before the death would from all his heart beg Krishna, please accept me, let me inside in your spiritual world.
Impersonalist not going to do that. He'll think, now let me merge into the supreme and become God.
Priešingai, jis galvotų, dabar aš įsiliesiu ir tapsiu Dievu.
Unless he associates with devotees and has a change of heart, then he can do.
Bet yra šansas, kad toks impersonalistas bendraus su atsidavusiais ir jo širdis pasikeis.
I was an impersonalist before.
Aš buvau irgi impersonalistas.
I thought I was Krishna.
Aš maniau, kad esu Krishna.
But I realized it didn't work.
Bet supratau, kad nevyko.
I realized that actually you can't really pull off being Krishna. It's not possible to do that. So if you can't beat him, join him. No, I couldn't beat Krishna, so I had to join Krishna and become his disciple. So an impersonalist can change. I know, I changed. I used to defeat the devotees in argument using impersonal philosophy.
Philosophy.
At least on one occasion I defeated the devotee with impersonal philosophy.
Because
he was new, he was a new devotee, he wasn't expert in philosophy, so I was able to defeat him. But then I realized the error of my ways and I gave up my impersonal ideas and became a devotee. But someone who is holding tightly to impersonal philosophy the whole lifetime, they're not going to give it up at the last minute. I know people who are impersonalists and they're very solidly stuck in their impersonal philosophy. They accept Vedic wisdom from an impersonal perspective. They find the personalistic viewpoint to be disgusting. I know from my experience.
Yeah.
They call it, that's Hare Krishna philosophy. They really look down on it, these impersonalists. I think it's a very bad thing. Very much against it. They like the kirtan. But they think of merging into the Supreme. They are very much against the idea of becoming a servant of the Supreme. So it's not easy for an impersonalist to give it up. But sometimes they do, yeah. Next question. Wow. Here's my lady here, yeah.
The question is, from where the evil is coming and the demons, and where they are getting their power?
Yes, we are the demons. Because we turned away from Krishna, we are the demons. And our power, actually we're really not that powerful. We think we're powerful, but actually we're very weak. One kick of Maya and we're finished, you see. Some might think he's a very big, powerful demon, but when nature calls, he has to run to the toilet room, you see. So, you know, what is our position? We're very tiny. So, we have to give up our demoniac mentality of thinking that we're the center of the universe. Chant Hare Krishna and surrender to Krishna. Another question? Okay.
My question is about this very powerful demons which Krishna was fighting with them.
Yes.
From where they are coming and from where they are getting this power.
Yes, the demons get their power from Krishna. Everybody gets their power from Krishna. Because they had a strong desire to defy the Lord, Krishna said, okay, I'll let you go ahead and do it. You want it, you can have it. Go ahead, try it, see how you like it. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, text number 15. Sarvashya chaham hriji sannavishto mataksmatir jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna says, I am seated in the heart of all living beings. You can't do it without the book. I am seated in the heart of all living beings. And from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So the demon wants to forget Krishna. So Krishna gives him full facility. Not just Stephen Hawking's. You see, he has all the atheistic arguments. Charles Darwin, you see.
Charles Darwinas.
One who wants to be an atheist, Krishna gives all facility. So that one can have all kinds of philosophical arguments that defeat the existence of God. And he also gives remembrance if one wants that. According to our desire, Krishna gives us remembrance or forgetfulness of Him. If one wants to be a demon, Krishna gives you full facility to be a demon. If you want to be a devotee, He gives you full facility to be a devotee. This is God's impartial nature. He facilitates everyone. Even his enemies, he facilitates them. And then he kills them. Either directly or through the form of death. Next question.
Question about animals.
Mm.
The animals get sick according to the law of karma.
Yes.
So if someone is trying to heal them, it is not going against the nature.
No, that's all right, because it's their karma to have a veterinarian. Next question. Yeah.
What does it mean to serve God beyond religion?
What does it mean to serve God beyond religion?
Beyond religion.
Ką reiškia tarnauti Dievui virš religijos? Už religijos ribų.
Krishna says, surrender to me and give up religion.
Krishna sako, atmesk religiją ir atsiduok man.
Sarva dharman paditjaja, mam ekam sharanam raja. So what does that mean, to give up religion and serve God?
Ir ką tai reiškia, atmesti religiją ir tarnauti Dievui?
It means give up all types of materialistic religions.
Tai reiškia atmesti bet kokią materialistinę religiją.
In which one approaches God, God give me this, God give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me. They call that religion. But that is not love of God. It's like the Christians say, dear God, please give us our daily bread. That's not love of God, that's love of bread. So give up all these false religions and just surrender. That's what it means. Next question. Yes, sir.
The question, if Jiva has his own love, or only Krishna can give love for himself, or he has his own love which he can use for Krishna.
You want to answer that one, Devi?
No, the laws, all the laws comes from Krishna. Dharmantu Shakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. All the laws of religion comes from Krishna.
All the love.
Love.
Love. Yes, all the love, because Krishna is the love. He's the loving personality. All the love comes from Krishna only.
Taigi, visa meilė ateina iš Krishnas.
It is sometimes said that love exists because Krishna is so kind.
Kartais yra sakoma, kad meilė egzistuoja dėl to, kad Krishna yra maloningas.
So the love is coming from Krishna.
Taigi, meilė irgi ateina iš Krishna.
Now you give it back to Krishna.
Dabar jūs tą meilę grąžinkit jam.
Don't remain selfish.
Don't remain selfish.
Give up your selfishness. Become selfless. You've been a rascal long enough. Now stop being a rascal. Surrender to Krishna, rascal.
Nebūk šikštuolis. Jeigu būsi šikštuolis, būsi liūdnis.
Okay, next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Huh?
Don't remain a miser, otherwise you remain miserable.
Nebūk šikštuolis, nes būsi liūdnolis.
Miser means miserable.
Nes šikštuolis reiškia liūdnas.
So stop being a miser.
Taigi gana.
Then you won't be miserable anymore. The only reason that any of us feel any anxiety at all is our stupid selfishness.
Vienintelė priežastis, kodėl kažkokias pas mūsų gyvenime yra problemas, tai yra mūsų
self-centered egotism, false pride is the source of all anxiety.
Tai yra egoizmas, yra visų priežasčių priežastis, sunkumų.
So become humble.
Taigi, reikia tapti nuolankiu.
You are not the center of the universe.
Tu nesi visatos centras.
Krishna is the center, not you.
Krishna yra centras, ne tu.
You humble yourself before Krishna.
Taigi, tap nuolankus prieš Krishna.
And then your natural original feelings of unlimited love, unlimited knowledge, unlimited bliss will become re-established within your heart automatically.
Ir tavo širdyje bus natūrali meilė.
Next question.
Sako, kad bazinis mokytas turėtų būti tas, iš kurio tu daugiausiai gauni nuo savo asmeniniam tobulėjimui, dvasiniam, daugiausiai sužinės, o panašiai. O kaip tarkim tokia situacija, jeigu širdim jauti, kad tavo dvasinis mokytas yra vienas, bet labai daug sužinai iš kito, kad tarkim ir iš sunkašantės atveju. Tai čia ar aš susipainiojus tarp tų mokytojų, ar kaip yra?
It is said that you should accept spiritual master one from whom you are getting most knowledge and inspiration. But myself, in my heart, I feel that my spiritual master is one, but I'm getting so much knowledge and inspiration from another spiritual master. So how to understand it is, who is my spiritual master?
It's not difficult. Because actually, we have in ISKCON we have many spiritual masters.
ISKCON-e yra daug dvasinių mokytojų.
Who are purely representing Srila Prabhupada.
Kurie tyrai atstovauja Srila Prabhupada.
So how do you know which is from which one you should get your diksha? That's the question.
Taigi klausimas, iš kurio priimti iniciaciją.
It's not difficult.
Visiškai nesudėtinga.
You ask Krishna.
Paprasčiausiai paklausk Krishna.
My dear Krishna, where should I take my diksha?
Brangus Krishna, iš ko aš turiu priimti iniciaciją?
You kindly guide me where I should take my diksha. This is described in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Satatam kirtiyantam mam yatantascha dridhavritaha namashantascha mam nityam nitya yukta upasate. So those who were constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
Tiem, kas nuolat man atsidavė ir tenavė man su meilė, iš vidaus aš duodu žinojimą ir paaiškinu, kaip jiem grįžti atgal pas mane.
But I'll let you in on a shocking revelation. I will let you in on a shocking revelation. I will let you in on a shocking revelation.
Revelation, what does it mean?
Information.
Bet aš tau duosiu vieną šokiruojančią informaciją.
This idea, well, I don't know where to take from. Actually, it's a cheating mentality. Because you don't want to surrender. You think, well, I can't decide which one. So this is your cheating mentality, actually. Instead of surrendering, you're thinking, well, I can't surrender because I can't decide which one. It's a cheating mentality.
If
you give up your cheating mentality, immediately you know who your guru is. Then you'll know immediately. But your cheating mentality is blocking your ability to know. Want to add something to that? Okay, next question.
Žmogus vis tiek yra neišmanimai, jis tos principus 4 ir 16 ratų gali kartoti dėl neteisingų priežasčių. Ir jisai priėmęs iniciaciją tokios būklės, jisai savai labai liūdną situaciją gali pastatyti. Tai kaip tokiam save, kaip save taip apgavus, ar nebus. Ar yra kažkokia garantija, kas padės paskui išlaikinti?
The people are in the ignorance, so he can follow four regular two principles and chant 16 rounds.
Who's that?
Someone.
Okay.
He can do it with wrong motive, and after taking initiation, he will be in the very bad situation. How to avoid that?
Thing is, to do it for a whole year with a wrong motivation is very difficult. Two or three weeks you could do it, but to do it for a whole year you have to be sincere. You couldn't do it for a whole year unless you were sincere. Plus the spiritual master is watching you. He's checking you out to see if you're a cheater or not. See if you're sincere. Spiritual master is empowered by Krishna to study your psychic movements, to judge your character, because he's stuck with your karma, you see. The spiritual master doesn't want to initiate some rascal. He wants to see that this person is sincere, because he's stuck with delivering the person.
So
you make your best sincere effort, and the spiritual master will decide whether you're a safe risk or not. Of course, there's always a risk. But there's a reasonable risk and an unreasonable risk. The spiritual master feels that there's a good chance he'll make it, then he'll initiate him.
Jeigu dvasinis mokytojas jaus, kad yra šansas, tai jisai inicijuos.
If he figures that he's a hopeless case, he won't give him viksha.
Bet jeigu mokytojas supranta, kad čia beviltiškas reikalas, tuomet jis neduos inicijacijos.
So you try your best and let the spiritual master decide if you're ready or not.
Taigi, mėginkite geriausia, kad norite, leisit mokytojui nuspręsti, ar jūs pasiruošęs ar ne.
Next question.
Čia aš turiu dėlį klausimą. Tiesa, kad vienam mokiniui, tam tikram dvasiniam lygmeniui, vienam mokytojui yra paskirtas vienas dvasinis mokytojas. Ir jeigu taip, tai...
Vienas
mokykla, kad kiekviena siela turi jai paskirti dvasinį mokytoją. Ar tai tiesa? Ir kitas, kad ar, jeigu tai tiesa, tai...
Tu prasme, kad vienas mokytojas gali turėti tik vieną mokinį?
Ne, kad vienai sielai paskirtas būtent vienintelis mokytojas.
Kad yra paskirtas mokytojas, nulimtojo.
Ir tada, jeigu tai tiesa, tai kaip žinot, ar tavo pasirinktas mokytojas yra tas vienintelis, kokiai būdys aš galiu prisimti?
Tas, kuris tau pasirinktas, tu teisingai pasirinkai.
Is it true that... who is our spiritual master is already destined, and how to know if it is true? Then if you choose some guru, how to know that if you choose that guru, who is destined to be your guru?
If you're sincere, Krishna will arrange everything perfectly, that's all. Yes. Be sincere. My dear Lord, I want to surrender fully unto you. Please guide me where I should take my diksha. If your mood is pure, your decision will be perfect. And you'll be connected with that person you were meant to be connected with. Dave, you want to add something? Okay. All right, we'll have one more question.
Is it relationship with spiritual master is eternal?
Yeah. Yeah? That's right. That the only question? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Therefore, the spiritual master, yes, is he is your eternal spiritual master. When you go back to the spiritual world, you know, oh, there is my spiritual master. Here's my spiritual master here, serving Krishna in this way. You recognize, oh, there is Guru Maharaj.
Hi.
He recognized the disciple also, you see. The eternal relationship. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you all very much.
Ačiū labai jums visiems.
Ačiū labai.